Now he says here, and here's where I must smile. He says, drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thy frequent infirmities. And how this verse has been abused. And first of all, let me say that it's obvious here that this is not wine as a beverage, but wine as a medicine. And I just wonder if Timothy, over there having to fool with this bunch of deacons in Ephesus, hadn't developed an ulcer of the stomach. At least he's told to take a little medicine. At least he's certainly been put under the tension and pressure of this position to which he's been brought. Now he says to him here, some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. Now, sometimes God will judge a Christian right here. And because he doesn't judge you immediately, it doesn't mean he's not going to judge you. I have watched that over a period of years, and I've had quite a few years to observe this, that the way that God will move, he made it very clear back in 1 Corinthians, you remember, and this was in connection with the Lord's Supper. He says in verse 30, because they conducted this without discerning the Lord's body here, it was conducted in a wrong manner. He says, for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep. Now that's in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 30. And I continue to read that. Now he says, God's already judging some of you. Some actually are sick. Others have died, and it's been a judgment of God. And that was true in the case of Ananias and Sapphira. Now, verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we'd not be judged. Now, when a Christian sins, he can judge himself. And that doesn't mean he's to feel sorry for it. That means that he's to deal with that sin in his life. First of all, he's to make, if it's hurt somebody, he's to make it right. The second thing that he's to do is to turn from it. And if he doesn't do that, he hasn't judged himself. But when we're judged, he says, we're chastened of the Lord that we should not be condemned with the world. In other words, the world today commits those sins and God judges. Now, a Christian's not going to get by with it. Either God will judge you or you'll judge yourself. Now, if you judge yourself, it's settled. If you do not judge yourself, he will judge you. And he makes it clear here that sometimes God will judge that individual right here and now. And then again, we'll have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Now he says, in like manner also, the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hidden. And the same thing applies to good works. Now, sometimes God blesses a saint down here for something that he's done that God can reward him for. He can reward him right here. And some, they're going to have to wait till they get over in his presence. And I think that's true of a great many of his saints today.